Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and turning us on. I mean, it is amazing the response we are getting from everyone about the event that we are part of, beginning in Seattle, the hub, but worldwide. For more information about how to get involved, how to submit a video, how to pledge change from hate to love, go to onetheevent.org, onetheevent.org. You know, this dream of this firefighter that lived for quite some time in that place of hate has shifted for himself, and now he's on a personal journey to create an event over the weekend of September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I want to tell everybody, it will be webcast. You will be able to see what's going on. We will have a moment where we stop and we honor all that has come before. So please go to onetheevent.org. And I want to say this about today's show. You know, we talk about moving from hate to love on many, many, many layers. But one of the things that has been so important in my own journey is going from hate or self-loathing to self-love. Now, this is something many of you have a sense of, but I have a feeling you don't even know you're doing it. And one of the issues that does come up that will put you right smack dab in the place of shame and guilt and fear of what other people think about you, not liking yourself very well, is our relationships with money. And today, as so many of you have requested, I get to talk to Karen McCall, who is the author of Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. Because there's nothing so degrading as being publicly judged and personally criticized for what's going on in your life around money. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about Karen and what she has been doing. She's been helping people worldwide. She is the founder of the Financial Recovery Institute. She is innovative, she is transformative, and she helps as many people as she possibly can. This is passion when you do this work around money, folks. I want to tell you that. And she counsels and she trains people to then become money coaches so they can build their own practice. So today's show is about stripping down the conversation that people are not wanting to have out there in the public, the shame, the things that people have to really work on. You know, your stock prices are back up, but how's your heart doing? Your portfolio may be looking better today, but have you gotten rid of the shame, that thing that happened to you when it wasn't looking so good? Or maybe you still haven't recovered. Karen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. Great topic, and thank you for doing the work you do.
Oh, thank you, Pat. It's my pleasure to be here.
I want to ask you a question because, you know, this is about a breakthrough process. This is about you doing your life's work. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
When I was young, I was a very sick child, and I was shuffled around a fair amount between different families, and so a lot of my emotional and physical needs were not met. So fortunately, my aunt and uncle, when I was 9 years old, took me into their home. And I was never taught anything about money. It was the first time in my life, though, that my needs were met. You know, I had 3 meals a day. I had hot dog Ovaltine at night and, you know, clean sheets to sleep in, and it was just lovely. However, those first 9 years of my life, I know, absolutely impacted that self-loathing that you were talking about, that feeling of not being worthy.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, when I grew up. When I got older, I wasn't acting like a grown-up, but as I aged, I got married, and my husband took care of all of the finances, and it was, again, something that I never felt that I had enough of. And then after a divorce, I had a substantial amount of money. For me, it was, and it was the first time in my life that I was on my own, and I had money. And guess what I did, Pat? I had savings. I didn't have a job. I just spent like it would never end. I watched my assets go down, and I watched my debt go up, and I was just completely unconscious of the reality of what was happening to me. It was, you know, it's kind of sticking my head in the sand. And so that's the really early part of the story. And then, you know, the wake-up call came for me. I did eventually get a job, and I moved to another area, and, oh, boy, I thought everything's going to be fine now. However, there were all of those, I felt so much shame and so much embarrassment that I didn't even know how to handle money. I remember when I got my divorce settlement, my uncle said, Karen, are you investing your money in, you know, mutual funds or whatever? I didn't even know what a mutual fund was, and, boy, I wished I'd have had the courage at that moment to say, hey, Uncle Benny, you know, can you explain to me what I should do with my money? But I didn't. And so the wake-up call came for me when I came home one day and had an eviction notice on my door.
Oh, yeah.
And inside my apartment, I just had this big bowl on top of my refrigerator overflowing with unopened bills. I got to the point, because of the fear and the isolation and the shame, that I just shut down around money completely. So that was, you know, that was my beginning. And so when you talked about that self-loathing to self-love, I feel that the journey of financial recovery, that's really what it can be about for people, healing those areas of deprivation, and we can talk later about what that really means, to getting to that place that we're excited about our life and feel good about what we're doing, and that we've become grown-ups with money.
Exactly. You know, there's a flip side to this that I want to touch upon right here. Then the flip side of this is this idea that, let's just say, I'll never be able to have enough money. The conversation of, you know, this is my fate. This is my destiny. My parents work 3 jobs. I'm never going to have money. And we've come to a couple of different places, Karen, I'd love for you to really talk about. You know, there's one side of the coin, especially in spiritual communities, that says money doesn't mean anything. There's the other side of the coin. If you had Donald Trump sitting across the table from you, money means everything. And so it can't be that black and white. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think I'll take the first thing that you mentioned, and that is that the mindset that, you know, I will never have anything because my parents didn't. And, you know, that can be, boy, you know, our parents are our models. And when we've had generations of poverty or, you know, people just feeling that, you know, they're stuck and everybody cannot do better than their family before them, that's a pattern that we really want to break. And I know, and some of these things don't seem logical. I can remember a story where someone felt that they were not smart, and they felt that the only relief they had going to school was that they were not a guy, because the guys were the ones that had the pressure that they had to go off and make a living. And so we get these ideas when we're young, and it's conditioning, it's stuff from our family, it's just stuff that people pick up. And what I have loved about this work is seeing people break those generational patterns of under-earning or overspending. But it is seriously something that can be very tough for people. And so the psychological part can be, you know, the message from the family. We want to look at what the messages are from the family. So is the message, you better not do better than dad because we've got to protect his ego at all costs? Or is the message, you better go out there and really do well because the whole family is counting on you, you know, to take us to a better place. So you can have the extreme one from the other. One of the tools that I have, and people can actually get this free on my website, is I've written what I call the writing a personal money autobiography. And it can be so helpful for people to go back from their early childhood memories up through their adolescent years, through their young adulthood and up to present day, to see what their, how they develop their belief systems and attitudes about money that drive their relationship to work and earning money and spending money. So if we do see that we've had generation after generation that is stuck, or even it doesn't have to be that, but we want to explore what our mindset, what could be some of the unconscious things that are driving our relationships to money, that's a great tool, and it's free on my website. So that can be a great exercise for people to do.
Well, let's make sure everybody has a website, because okay. that is a great tool. And I would encourage you folks to, you know, really take advantage of what Karen, my very special guest, Karen McCall, has done here today. And, you know, the book that I'm referring to is Financial Recovery. We're going to talk about what that means. But let's give out your website.
It's the same, financialrecovery.com.
Great. Financialrecovery.com. Question came in to the show from our instant feedback system. And for those of you that want to keep asking questions, go to drpatlive.com, and on the right-hand side, go ahead and ask your question. Or if you're listening through transformationtalkradio.com, go ahead and ask your question. On the right-hand side, there's a little box. Just, you know, just punch it right in there, and we will get the, you know, we'll get these questions up on air. One of the questions that's come up has to do with how does one explain to your family what your financial status is? How, hi Pat, hi Karen, how do you explain to your family and or your friends what's going on in your financial situation? So obviously this is a not so good financial situation that's coming in. This is Louise from Minnesota. So this is a great question, because I really struggle with this myself. You know, should we explain this to our friends and family?
Well, Louise, thank you so much for the question. And I will answer it. I will respond to your question this way. Whoever you talk to, and it is important, if we're having financial difficulties or challenges, or even if we just are not sure whether we're doing everything right or not, it's great to not be in isolation and have someone that we trust, that we can talk with about these things. Whether it's family, if there are people that are going to be highly critical and judgmental and not become a part of a solution, those are not people, whether they're families or family members or friends, that you would want to talk to. So it's important to always think, is this person going to be helpful to me, or is it going to be detrimental if I share what's going on? Now, when you talk about family, I'm going to just say that if you have a partner, a spouse, if you have children, it is important that, you know, you get together with your partner and that everybody's on the same page. And whatever age our children are, we want to make sure that we are talking with them in an appropriate way for their age. So, for example, we don't want to burden family members. However, we may say, in our family right now, we're spending less money, or we're looking for things to do as a family that don't cost money. And you can bring your family in on that in a positive way, rather than scaring them about, oh my gosh, we're out of money, oh my gosh, we have a lot of debt. So I think how we communicate is equally as important as who we decide to communicate to. So that I hope is helpful, Louise.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're going to take a short break. Karen McCall joining me here today. The book is Financial Recovery. You know, Karen is someone that not only helps people across the country understand their relationship with money, but she trains other people so that they can help others. Very important topic right now. Some people say that what we have is a money depression right now, an epidemic in this country, and they're not talking about a depression that's economic of state. They're talking about the fact that there is an emotional relationship. There's something that has happened in this country over the past 3 years, and not many people are talking about it. When we come back, Karen will share with us what financial recovery means and how do we wake up from that money coma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com.
Dr. Cindy Schreiber cares about what you think of yourself. Dr. Cindy has helped thousands safely lose weight and will be leading a weight loss retreat in Costa Rica this July 16th. You will gently detox, eat clean, and finally stop emotional eating, utilizing Ayurvedic products for maximum health. It's possible to relax and release old behaviors and finally get that body you deserve in this five-star paradise setting. Contact yourtransformations.com or call 916-580-8799.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter King has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter King at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here. And honestly, this is we're just warming up here with the conversation with Karen McCall, my very special guest. Not only does she have an incredible book, Financial Recovery, but she has an incredible program, which you're going to hear about here in a moment. You know, Karen, thank you for joining me on the show. Much needed topic, really timely. I wanted to talk a bit about what financial recovery is, how you have created a platform for it. And I also would love for you to mention, you know, your training program so that people then could become trained in this so they can now go out in the world and help others.
Okay, great. Well, Pat, as I said before, it's great to be here. And, you know, financial recovery is it's a process that helps people develop a healthy relationship with money. And this is an experience, and the experience that I've had over 20 years of counseling people is that it's both healing and life-changing because it helps people understand, you know, where they are, how they got there, and how to change their financial circumstances in the present, and then also have that become something that is sustainable into their future. Financial recovery addresses the internal needs and external behaviors because they must work in harmony with each other. So, you know, think about, you know, learning money management And having it be something that's very nurturing and supporting and very non-shaming, so that people can become, I've heard people describe it this way, they feel that somebody, they're becoming grown-ups with money.
Yeah.
So it really is, the process is a fundamental shift in the way that people understand and behave around money, and so it can be real life-changing in that way. And what I discovered, oh my gosh, when I started my business, within the first couple of years, I was so busy that I would have people call me from other states, and I always had a waiting list, and I thought, you know, they'd say, hey, I was out visiting my Aunt Sue, and she told me about the work you do, and so even though I have officially, you know, maybe the last 15 years, had the institute where I've been training people, right from the beginning, I knew that there was a need to have more people than just myself providing this service. So I started training people, and now I spend most of my time training people both nationally and internationally to become financial recovery counselors or money coaches. And, you know, almost everyone who's gone through the training, I would say 99.9%, has said that looking at a new career has been exciting for them. However, even if they felt they were good about money, that they found that this process had absolutely transformed their own relationship to money. So I think the fact that it's holistic, that it has that emotional as well as the practical component, is what really sets it apart and contributes to the success of it.
And how can people find out more about your programs if they would like to get trained or otherwise? I mean, you know, what's the best way for them to do that? I don't even know if you have any openings for the class, but it would be good to...
I actually do. I have openings for the class that we started in June is filled, but the class we're signing up people for now does still have 5 openings. And people can go to my website and they can read all about the training. People have different styles. They can pick up the telephone and call me at 707-793-7950. They can read about it on the website. They would go to the training tab, and there's an overview of the training. They can also get a download, an MP3 download, where I talk for over an hour and a teleclass all about the training, what people think, you know, what people might expect to earn, what the training costs, what it entails. It's a year-and-a-half training program. However, we want people to start taking clients early in the process. And so we're able to, we're just able to offer a lot more help. And then if someone's looking for a counselor, someone who's already been through the training, they're not interested in training themselves to become a money coach or a financial counselor, they can go to the Find a Counselor page and find someone, read the different bios and see if they want to call somebody who might want to, have some counseling done for themselves.
Excellent. And let's talk about this thing called financial recovery. Most of the time we hear the term financial recovery and people go right to the stock market. They go to the economic indexes that were on the news every day. But you have a different meaning. Let's talk about what financial recovery is, what you've talked about in the book, and what people will learn from working with you or becoming a trainer.
Well, and you know, when I started my business, the word financial recovery wasn't out there on the way it is now.
No, not at all. It didn't exist, right.
No. And, you know, and I've had people say, why financial recovery? Why not something else? However, you know, when we think about, you told me before we started that there was a time that you had a very serious illness and that it took you a while to recover.
Yep.
When we think about someone who is experiencing dis-ease, you know, there's something really not working about their financial process, about their life. And because money touches everything, you know, it can be a great spiritual journey for people to say, I'm going to become very conscious and connected to my money, because it will teach us so much about ourselves. And so that's how the name came about, you know, financial recovery, meaning we want to heal the dis-ease in our life, whether it's emotional, financial, spiritual. And I think money is a fantastic vehicle of transformation because of the fact that money does touch everything.
So this is really now the step that people look at in their lives and start to take that look at what is really going on with me. I mean, you know, honestly, it's so interesting because, you know, I went through a period where I would let all my mail pile up. you know, kind of like having a bucket where you put your mail in.
Right.
And then the bucket gets bigger than the bucket. The mail gets bigger than the bucket and kind of like shoots out of it.
Yes.
People are doing that. And, you know, isn't that what you're talking about in a sense? And, one of the things.
And people do that because of fear.
Right.
And they just don't know how to do it. And then when people become more and more worried about money or their resources start drying up, then it's so easy to either go from one extreme where I'm going to ignore it and any money that does come in, I'm going to just spend it the way I want it. And what happens is that people are not in touch with what they really need. So that's, you know, have you ever heard the saying, you can never get enough of what you don't need?
Right.
And so unmet needs, whatever the source, expand over time, and they ultimately become amplifying of, you know, just this deprivation that exists in our life. You know, the world becomes a source of aching disappointment, and, you know, people are desperately seeking whatever crumbs of comfort they can find. And so they're very susceptible to pulling out those credit cards and looking for instant gratification, but that's not what people want. You know, they want something that is going to sustain them at a deep level and begin to understand what their real unmet needs are, and whatever resources they have of time, energy, and money, they use those resources to meet what their real needs are. And that starts to build one's sense of self-esteem, and this is what starts to empower people.
Mm.
And they get along with money. You know, they're learning how to handle money.
Well, and you know, this is you know, this is part of this recovery, and part of what the thing that we don't do right is we don't go reach for those, you know, those envelopes to open because we're afraid. But there's another side to this that you and I talked about earlier, and I want to really talk about it further. You know, there are other emotions. There's shame. There's guilt. There's blame. And, you know, these kinds of emotions, these kinds of the things that we take on for ourselves, they become part of ourselves. They affect our body. They affect our relationships and much more. One of the things that I would like for you to talk about when we come back from break is this idea of shame money, and also what's going on now in relationships with people. You know, there was a prediction that we looked at about 2 years ago where we said, you know what, watch the divorce rate. It's going to go down. When the economy gets better, watch the divorce rate. It's going to go up. And yet, if you look at couples that are not getting along, they're not getting along for a lot of reason, but money comes to the forefront. And I want to talk with you a bit about this, how we can help people get through shame, through blame, and the healing process. Karen McCall is my very special guest today. Financial Recovery is the book. Are you feeling any shame around money? When we come back, we're going to give you some solutions, give you some insight, and help all of us wake up from that money coma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to have you on the show here today. I want to make sure that you all know, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Also, we are going to be broadcasting 3 days, September 9th, 10th, and 11th, at this mega event that's beginning in Seattle, but will be worldwide. It's called One the Event. To find out more about it, go to onetheevent.org. We will be broadcasting 2 days from the University of Washington, and then on Sunday from Seattle Center and Memorial Stadium. It is a full-day event. It will be webcast, all because this firefighter from Seattle had a dream. Now, he is paying for this from his personal savings. That's how passionate he is about it. And we're going to be asking you to, for support to get the word out and much more. But this is about passion. This is about helping people. And just like Eric Lawyer did with that event, so is Karen McCall doing with helping all of us move beyond shame, blame, guilt, despair, depression, you name it, around our finances. Karen, thank you for joining me here today. Big topic.
Well, it's great to be here, Pat. I'm really enjoying the show.
So shame, blame, guilt, all of it. I don't imagine that there are many people right now in this country that haven't had a little taste of it along the way. Whether it's fear that they carry, even if they've kept their jobs, the fear that they carry that they don't, the stock market prices crashing like they did a week ago, all of it filtering in to our psyche, psychology, and the cells of our body. How have you, Karen, been able to capture the essence of this in the work that you do? I mean, my gosh, have we been at a place like this before?
Well, you know, all the time I've been in business, we haven't been in a place like this before. However, the interesting thing is, Pat, that even when we didn't have this going on in our economy, there were plenty of people who had money problems. And I personally believe that the most persistent money problems have nothing to do with, you know, how smart we are or, you know, how often you know, how little we do or how much we do. It's just something that's just pervasive for people. And what happens is that our most destructive money behaviors come from something much deeper. You know, so when we peel back those layers of our behaviors and look at the emotional drivers that got us into, you know, what I call the money life drain, you know, that's when you look at an upside down triangle and you're just kind of caught in a spiral, you know, going downward. Almost invariably, we find this profound sense of deprivation. And very often, this deprivation is fueled by an even deeper and more darkly cloaked sense of shame. So deprivation is the invisible force in our lives of nearly everyone struggling with money. And this can be people from, you know, all walks of life, all income levels. And so if we want to look at how we would, if we want to look at our unhealthy relationships with money, shame and deprivation are almost always at play. And so to define what deprivation and shame means is deprivation means that we're living in a state of emptiness and longing. You know that sense of hunger? You know, I have a hunger for something more.
Yeah.
And this drives us whether we're aware of it or not. And deprivation is the wound that develops when our most essential needs, you know, our physical, emotional, social, or spiritual needs are not met. And so it's, and the shame quite often, you know, as I mentioned earlier about the advantage of doing a money autobiography.
Right.
When we have, you know, abuse, neglect, shame, and, you know, money kind of all working together, this internalized sense of deprivation is traumatic for people. And they won't even be aware that that's working. A lot of it's unconscious. So that's why it's important to kind of peel the layers of the onion away. And when you said that that you wanted to talk after the break about shame and deprivation, but
yes,
also relationships with people,
yes,
can you imagine then if people aren't aware of this, and now you have two people come together who have their set of childhood experiences, and they have no idea what is really going on. The thing that you see with couples, we hear this saying all the time that money is the number one cause of divorce. And I disagree with that because I think money is the way it gets acted out, but it's these unmet needs. It's these areas of deprivation and people not knowing how to get their needs met. And if they don't know how to do it individually, they're not going to be able to do it as a couple. And so this can lead to depression, and this can lead to anger and fear and blame. And so people don't even know what's going on. And so that's what the financial recovery process is to say, let's bring all of this into our conscious awareness so that we can start taking steps that can heal the deprivation and by taking care of ourselves, which will heal the shame. And now we can have more authentic relationships where we know what we're fighting about rather than, you know, these obscure things that we think we're fighting about money, but we're really not fighting about money.
I know. But, you know, it becomes that platform, right? And don't you think that because it becomes a platform of conversation, we don't really get to the real issues?
Right. I feel, let's say the person already has a sense of emptiness. They come to the marriage with hopes that their partner, or into a partnership, whether they're married or not,
mm-hmm,
hoping that something else is going to fill that hole. That can set up a lot of compulsive spending and stuff, but it also sets up a lot of expectations in a relationship. And so understanding and getting to the point, and boy, money is a great vehicle to do this. I'll just shift for a second. In kind of the how-to, because I realize, you know what, I don't want to run out of time before I have an opportunity to say this. We can use money as the vehicle to make sure that we individually, as well as the people who are in our lives, are learning how to meet their needs, to even discover what their needs are, and start feeling better about who they are and that they count. They're not worthless. You know, everybody matters and their needs matters. And when you have an individual starting to work on taking care of their needs, and then they start looking at the other members of the family as well. So let's say that somebody right now has very, very little money. You know, they've lost their jobs, or one partner's lost their job and they've really had to cut back. This is a time to become very conscious of and connected to our money, every aspect of it, so that however we're making choices about spending, that we make sure that we're taking care of what's really important. We've got a roof over our head, food on the table, and that, but we also say we don't have to put our lives on hold right now until our financial situation turns around. We don't have to wait until we're out of debt to have a life. We look for creative ways to meet our needs that may cost a lot less money, and people, if they're working in this way, become much more creative and curious about new ways to meet their needs that may not even cost money. And so, as I said, this is such a healing process for people to do that.
You know, I love what you're saying. And what's really interesting as you're talking to me, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, how have I been able to apply that? And, you know, and then I, if you were here with me, I have a piece of art that I prepared, I put together. And it's really interesting. It's a mosaic that I put together, a mosaic mirror. Mm. And it's going to be a gift for somebody. Mm. Now, 3 years ago or so, I don't think I would have done that. I would have gone out and bought a mirror or bought a gift. You see, do you think people are looking at and have made those kinds of changes, especially in the way that they go on vacations, the way that they're with their family? Don't you think that people have learned a bit from these 3 years? And what I mean by learned a bit that they could still have great lives and maybe not go out to dinner two or three times a week.
Oh, yes. It's been so, oh, my gosh, so inspiring to hear the stories of how people do that. You know, the terms staycations, you know, which has come up where people camp in their backyard. Or,
yes.
You know, they trade houses and go places. And this is what I'm talking about. If people are in isolation, it's so difficult. But you put a few people together and start brainstorming and, oh, my gosh, people doing clothing swaps and toy swaps. And I think that we always want to look at anything that looks like a disaster and say, okay, what can we learn from this? What can we bring away from this to have this really turn into a true opportunity of growth? And I have seen that, and it just restores one's faith and, you know, in humanity and how we can turn lemons into lemonades. And so I've definitely seen that.
Wow. And I want to just tell everybody, Karen McCall joining me here today. Financialrecovery.com is the website, but the book is Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. You know, we're not able to get to everything in the book because this is filled, but more importantly, she offers classes. You can actually become a trainer, and help other people get to that place of financial health. Let's talk about financial health when we come back, Karen. What does that mean? How do we balance this thing between needs and wants? And more importantly, can we truly ask for, reach for, or hold in our consciousness this desire to have more money? What does that mean? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. For more information about us, sign up for our newsletter so you can find out about all of our guests and some of the amazing things that we do in advance by going to drpatlive.com. You'll see right there you can sign up for the newsletter. That would be great. If you want to become a Pay It Forward angel, then go to calltoconnection.com. Sign up. You'll receive thousands of dollars of free downloads. And, you know, we would love to have you be part of our family here at the show. Karen McCall is joining me here today. The book is just the beginning for those of you out there. If you really want to move through all of the roadblocks that we've talked about today, I really encourage you to find out more about the work that she and her trainers are doing to help people get through the process, because it is difficult, as I have found in my life, it is difficult to try to get through all of what happens when our issues around money come up. And having somebody to help you through it not only will speed up the process, but it will help you heal. Karen, thank you for joining us today. It's so great to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Pat. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about some of the tools, not only, you know, tools that you have in the book, but tools that you use in your practice and that your and that your trainers and coaches use as well. You know, part of this is looking at and doing inventories and spending plans and so forth. And people really dread that, or at least that's my experience with it. What are your thoughts about it? And what are some of the tools you might be able to share with us today?
Well, great. And, you know, most of the show today, we've talked about a lot of the emotional components of money. And so now as we move into what are some of the practical things that you could do after the call today to say, I want to become stronger with money. The first thing, and many people roll their eyes and say, oh, I've heard this before. It doesn't sound like something I want to do. And I'm hoping that you'll, before you just tune me out when I mention it, that you'll listen to what some of the benefits can be. I think the first goal for people is to become very conscious of and connected to their money. Everything in our economic system is designed to disconnect us from our money. Now, casinos have known about this for years. They have people change their cash into chips. We do the same thing with plastic. And so whether you're using plastic, whether you're using cash, I recommend you keep a running balance register of every, for example, of cash and how you spend it. So this is called tracking your cash. And then you also have a register that's for your checkbook, and it's all money in and all money out of your checkbook. You know, the debits, the automatic deductions, the automatic deposits, so that you're keeping a balance, running balance of what you have in your checkbook. Now, of course, I'd love to have you not using credit cards, because we know that that does add, it's like the casinos with the chips, it makes it not real for us, and we will spend 23% to 30% more using plastic than if we don't. And I've had people challenge me on this, and especially if they pay their credit cards off every month and they talk about the convenience and all. And I've had so many people come back and say when they really limited their use of plastic that they found that they really did have more money. So if you're tracking your use of credit cards, what you're doing is you're keeping a register of what you're spending, what you're charging. You're not actually spending the money. You're creating a debt for next month, even if you pay the whole thing back.
Yeah.
So many people get that credit card statement and they're surprised at what they've spent. So tracking, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to write down what I spend. Many, many, many people have said, Karen, if I had to write it down, I decided not to spend it. And so it shows right from the beginning that that consciousness, that awareness can start shifting a person's relationship to money, their behaviors. Now, so you through tracking, you have this consciousness and this connectedness to what you're doing. You also have data now to create a spending plan. This is so important to be able to connect the consequences of your choices early in the month at the beginning rather than just spending and hoping it all turns out all right. So we want to have a plan. And when we do that plan, we want to remember that we're focusing on our needs. If we don't have enough money to do all the things that we feel are important to us, we want to look for creative ways to meet those needs. And then another important thing is we want to explore our relationship to debt and savings. I have a great chapter in the book. I've also done blogs about it that you can find on my website that I call Saving Your Way Out of Debt. For us to develop a healthy relationship with money, we have to understand our relationship to debt and savings and how they work together. People get out of debt all the time. The financial recovery process is designed, I call it saving your way out of debt, so that you're able to get out of debt and stay out of debt and also build your savings. And if someone's never saved, it may seem, oh, why bother? However, this process that I have outlined in the book, Save Your Way Out of Debt, but as I said, you can find the articles on the blogs about it as well.
One of the things I want to ask you with, because I know that we only have a few minutes left, is right on this topic. I got a question that came in that was directly related to this, and it was the question about there are so many people that have gone through their life savings and have gone through it in their later years, meaning people that have lost their jobs, people in their 50s. And so this question comes up about, as you know, it's difficult at my age to go out and find, this is the question, that to go out and find a job. And I've gone through my savings just to live. Can someone like me still build that savings back? This is a great question. I don't think you're alone, Joni. I don't think you're alone.
Hey, Joni, you're not. And there have been so many people, because of what's been going on, that they've been forced into involuntary simplicity, where it's, oh, my gosh. And so my suggestion would be doing all of these things we're talking about. And also, when I think about getting older, I also want to think about shared resources, you know, ways to meet your needs in creative ways, you know, other people who may be in your situation where you can share resources, you know, perhaps even share cars. And, again, I don't know enough about your situation, so I'm talking in very broad terms. But again, not trying to figure it out on your own. Find other people in your situation, brainstorm. And so this can be an opportunity. And if saving, getting your savings back up is one of your goals, then find people who have that same goal and explore ways to do it together.
I love that. And I love what you're talking about the, you know, shared resources. It's interesting because, you know, I've heard of three people that combined their families. You know, they had a huge home, and here's what it was. Their neighbor down the street was having the same difficulty. What they did is they combined. And I know it's kind of interesting to take that approach, but that, I think, is what you're talking about. Find people you know for this period of time, right, so that you can come back to a full recovery, correct?
Oh, it is so amazing when, as long as people aren't just trying to figure it out on their own, we need other people to bounce ideas
yes.
off of.
Wow. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining me here today. Let's take a moment and have you give out your website again. And boy, I so honor the work you're doing. It's so needed.
Thank you so much, Pat. As I said, it's been so much fun to be here. The name of my book is Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. The website with lots of good information is called financialrecovery.com. And if anyone wants to give me a call, 707-793-7950 to find out about the training.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on the Dr. Pat Show. Please, we'll be posting a lot of information about, one, the event. If you've missed any part of this, the archive for this show will be up soon. And don't forget, there is a beautiful replay tonight at 8 so that you can not only hear what Karen had to say, but please check our website, find out about the trainings, and get yourself a copy of the book. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.